This is Wade Rathruth, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Three state judges on North Carolina trial court just did what a majority on the United States Supreme Court said was impossible only a few months ago. Apply well-established legal standards to strike down some of the most egregious partisan gerrymandering in the country. State court judge's 357-page ruling applies to the North Carolina State Legislature, the General Assembly, which now has 2 weeks to come up with a new, fair map for state legislative districts. Federal judge in Mississippi ruled that the state had violated federal civil rights law by not providing mental health patients enough care in their communities, forcing them to essentially be segregated in state-run hospitals. Michigan State University will pay a record $4.5 million fine for failing to protect students from sexual abuse following a sweeping investigation into the university's response to allegations against a former team doctor and convicted sex criminal, Lawrence Nasser, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has announced. About 1 million Rohingya Muslims in camps in Bangladesh could soon lose a vital connection to the outside world if the government moves forward with a threat to suspend cell service to the world's largest refugee settlement. Citing state security and public safety, the Bangladeshi telecommunications minister ordered a halt this week to mobile phone service in camps crowded with Rohingya Muslims who fled ethnic cleansing in their native Myanmar. Latest in New York's war against rats is a $400 bucket that would lure the rodents and send them plunging to their deaths in a mysterious vinegary concoction. The toxic potion, according to its maker, Rat Trap Inc., prevents them from rotting too quickly and emitting a stink. Exercising its treaty rights, the Cherokee Nation is sending Kimberly Teehee to Washington, D.C. as its first ever delegate. Sending Teehee to Congress marks a new strategy in the ongoing fight for survival for indigenous people in the U.S. and yet another challenge to the U.S. to start living up to treaties with sovereign indigenous nations. Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.